Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to those of you working on the Third Watch, and in particular, our over-the-road truck drivers. Thanks so much for what you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. You can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning, good morning to you again. What was that?
I don't know.
All right.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, yes, I hear you. You must, it sounded like you pushed a button or something, but that's all right. Okay. All right, well, we got that out of the way, so no more noises. Okay, the president got yelled at yesterday in New Jersey, some protesters. They heckled him about his Afghan crisis and said, we don't leave anyone behind. And he made a comment to somebody along the line, at least the comment, the quote from him is, they don't understand. Well, they do understand.
I think it's he that doesn't understand.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But that was the same thing that, you know, when he said they don't call tornadoes tornadoes anymore.
Yeah, I heard him say that. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that means, but okay.
Well, maybe he was having an ice cream withdrawal because he didn't have his ice cream with him.
Could be.
All right. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. By the way, did you hear about Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, and the deadly outbreak up there? The virus that's taken the base over, as thousands of refugees are staying there right now. It happens to be good old-fashioned measles.
Yeah, I put it out on social media yesterday.
Isn't that something?
Well, I mean, so... we're importing threats to human health here.
Yep.
Oh, but we're testing everybody. No, we're not.
No. Nope.
I mean, there's proof.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And measles is highly contagious.
It sure is. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I know. Never let it be said there's a boring moment with this bunch.
Precisely.
But the problem is they're getting people killed. Okay, that's the problem. And, you know, the 13 people that we lost, the military people we lost, the 20 that were wounded. And, oh, by the way, I saw some of the pictures of the wounded yesterday that were over in the hospital in D.C., and they were in good spirits. So that's a good sign. I hope they recover very quickly.
Yes.
All right.
Sure.
All right. We got a caller on the line. Let's see what's going on here. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well,
calling from Tampa, Florida. This is the Limo Guy. Good morning.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Limo Guy. What's up?
Good morning. Good morning, Denise. You're talking
good morning.
About Fauci and them. And good morning, Denise, and Biden.
Yeah.
Biden with the comment he got up in Jersey, and that's my home state, too.
Mm-hmm.
Total devastation in my hometown. You probably saw on the news last week the one house blew up.
Yep.
Thank God a young couple and their 18-month-old kid escaped 2 hours before the gas explosion. He has some nerve showing up there. They do nothing. It's just crazy. I don't want to interrupt you guys. I just want to say, Captain, it was a pleasure meeting you yesterday at Mission Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking forward to more lunches with you. Denise, you keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And speaking about Baby Fauci, I got to tell you one quick thing that happened to me here.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back from 9-day Jersey vacation in June 21st, I returned home. I'm enjoying the pool in the backyard here at the end of June or maybe the first couple of days of July. And when I go in the pool, I got to keep a floppy hat on and a T-shirt because I'm on blood thinners. They don't want me getting direct sunlight. But I have to take my shirt off for 15 minutes, get a little bit of vitamin D. Next morning, I wake up. I got a lump on my chest near an area where I have a blood clot that's going to be there the rest of my life. It's hard as a rock, and they ain't going to operate on it. It's too close to the heart. But I call this one. I won't mention their name. One new hospital. I thought it was an urgent care because it's a small version of a their major hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I call them. I say, can I get in and out real quick with an X-ray? I got a little bump on my chest, and it's tender. And you can save me time. I don't have to track down my primary to go over to radiology and blah, blah, blah. They said, oh, yeah, come on in. We're not busy at all.
Mm-hmm.
I get in there. It's in my neighborhood. They get me on a gurney. They roll me to the back. They hook me up to an EKG, check in my heart. They come over and draw blood, stick the IV, and leave it in my arm. Doctor comes in and says, go give him a CAT scan. I'm saying to myself, boy, there goes a charge to Medicare right off the bat for a minimum $900.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I only want an X-ray. They do the CAT scan. They're taking advantage, right?
Yeah.
Roll me back to the room. Another nurse tech comes in with two vials of medicine in his hand to put it in my IV.
Oh,
I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? We're going to give you some morphine, the doctor ordered, and a coagulant. A coagulant?
All right.
My jersey came out on me. You should have heard the curse words.
All right.
Hit me to break out of here.
We're going to break, so I got to let you go because you're going to get cut off.
You got it.
All right, thanks
you
a lot.
You got it, my friend.
Thanks a lot. Okay, well, Denise, you hang on. We'll be right back, Denise and I. And we'll go back on target here. What's blinking up to these days? What is blinking up to? Well, we'll see if we can blink and tell you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, and I'll do just that. Thank you, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Tuggy, the PatriotPup.com. And I want to talk to all the grandparents out there as well as all the homeschoolers, because education of our youth is always critical. And we've had a trust in the past in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and being taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. And we welcome to the program author, mother, grandmother of Tuggy the Patriot Pup, Lauren Kelly. Now, she's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. These are beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. And the thing about it is, when you go to TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website, you'll see the story there, the storyline, where it follows Tuggy and his family and his friends as they move through American history, examining all the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. And the kids are going to love this. They're going to absolutely love this. So go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, an absolute must for homeschoolers in English and Spanish, too, and you can get them locally at Coastal Market 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road. Go over there and check it out. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, we were talking during the break, and Blinken has denied any of the flights are being blocked by the Taliban, and he's blaming the evacuees for not having the proper identification. And then I've got another story that totally wipes that out, and it talks about the Taliban interior minister who's believed to be holding the Americans hostage, and that's the guy that had all the warrants against him that we let go, right?
No. The Haqqani is actually holding an American hostage. He's been held hostage for, I don't know, I think over a year or so. And the Taliban, four of the Taliban five are now in the Taliban government officially.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this all started, I think I said it on your show last week or maybe even before that.
Mm-hmm.
This all started with the five people that Obama let go out of Guantanamo.
Right.
So one of them that is in the government now is Shiraz Haqqani, and he's the one that is held Mark Freeritz, who is a hostage that this administration has done nothing to get back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it might be time that maybe we bring Obama back into the mix and let's put him under some kind of oath and say, what was this deal? Is there more to the deal that you're not telling us when you release the five out of Guantanamo?
Not a bad
exchange for Bo Bergdahl.
Not a bad idea. Okay, Bagamon Bob's on the line here. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what's your question for Denise?
Okay, Denise. Did you see whether the private planes were organized by Glenn Beck or this other guy, I can't remember who it is? The State Department told them they weren't allowed to land at any of these air bases around the world, but they also said you're not even allowed to come back to this country. So how can it be that we can't even land a plane here safely because they're citing some security concerns? This is bureaucracy going wild, I think.
All right, Captain.
All right, go ahead, Denise.
Glenn Beck did get some people out, but let's kind of clean this thing up here a little bit. Glenn Beck is the one that created the Nazarene Fund
right. That
raised the money to get Christians out of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Beck does not run the Nazarene Fund. And there are other people that he was attempting to get out. And the Nazarene Fund had chartered, I think, three of the Cam Air planes,
mm-hmm.
which are grounded. Nobody's sitting on those planes.
Nope.
They're all in safe house.
Mm-hmm.
So that needs to be necessarily understood. But I think, if I have this right, that Corey Mills, who is a former Army, who's actually running for Congress in the state of Florida, too, he
right.
is the one that I think is actually helping coordinate some of the evacuations under the Glenn Beck. Okay? Mm-hmm. But it is, in fact, not the Taliban that is stopping these planes. It is single-handedly the State Department. And what the State Department is saying is, in any Department of Defense military bases anywhere in the world, not just the United States,
mm-hmm.
but anywhere, meaning Doha or Sigonella, or wherever else, which is the very reason I said yesterday on your show, or day before, screw all that. Let's confront Pakistan now, because Pakistan's been supporting the Taliban going all the way back to the George Bush years.
Mm-hmm.
Send a couple of gunships, a couple of drones over there to protect those planes, get these people on the planes, get them off the ground, and fly those planes into Karachi. And tell the Karachi airport, hey, we're landing under emergency. And when that happens, you have to take the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's go ahead and let's bring this thing to a head. But this government, this Biden government, does not have the guts, the grit to do anything like that. So now they're having to go to overland escaping, which is what Corey Mills is coordinating.
Right.
And to escape the country. And, of course, he got Miriam and her kids out and they're in another country. They're not saying which one, which is fine, because there's other people that are going to try and coordinate to get out the same way. And the way they got them out was to, they really pumped the Taliban at a checkpoint. But the State Department is so bad at this, they also took credit for getting those people. I had nothing to do with it. But what they're telling these people that have charged these planes is, we will pull the pilot's license. So in other words, the pilot will never be able to fly again, and they will impound the plane
mm-hmm.
once it gets in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how nasty this thing has actually gotten.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know what we can do about it, but something's got to be done. We need to get the people out, so I guess, so what do? March them all over the mountain?
Well, here's another interesting thing. Germany has actually left more people behind in Afghanistan than the United States has.
6,000, I'm told.
Yes. So here's the fascinating thing. Nobody is speaking about who was supposed to be on those six planes. Were they all coming to, all, you know, under the umbrella of American something or other? Or were there Brits? Were there German? Were there French? What other countries other than Germany, that we just said 6,000, mm-hmm. have people that are trying to scramble out of there? So while we're putting a lot of pressure on Tony Blinken and the State Department, rightly so, the next question is, what are the other countries doing? I haven't seen a thing. I haven't seen a thing coming out of Boris Johnson. Germany is in an influx because Angela Merkel is no longer chancellor.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on with Germany. But if this doesn't – and where's NATO?
I haven't heard a word out of them.
So this is when Biden says they just don't understand, I don't think that we can really begin to embrace how this has torpedoed relationships, you know, what do they call allies and partners.
Mm-hmm.
This has torpedoed those relationships.
Wowzer and wowzer. Okay, here comes the music. That means I got to let you go, but we will continue this. I'll bet the farm on that one. We'll still be talking about this tomorrow. Want to bet?
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. I'll talk to you tomorrow, kiddo. All right, Denise Bye. Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the articles that she writes, and you'll know what's going on when she knows it. I'll be right back with our military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least one person has been killed in a powerful earthquake that shook southwest Mexico late Tuesday. The U.S. Geological Survey says the 7.1 magnitude quake was centered about 8 miles from the resort town of Acapulco. Reuters reporting that rockfalls and landslides were also seen in the state of Guerrero, where Acapulco is located. There are also phone and power outages in that state. Buildings in Mexico City reportedly shook, and more than 1 million people have lost power in the capital city, more than 230 miles away from the epicenter. And the Department of Agriculture announced a new grant program Tuesday to provide assistance to farmers and food workers affected by the pandemic. The $700 million program will have its funds divided up among state agencies, Native American tribes, and nonprofits. The agency says the funds can be used by workers who had to buy their own PPE, had to take leave after contracting COVID, or had to pay for childcare. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy. And I will tell you that it is exactly what they are. They teach you to become an aviation maintenance tech. They have two locations. We'll tell you where they're at after they get done telling you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, remember, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. One is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And the other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, I would strongly suggest that you give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Ask to take the tour. You'll get an opportunity to not only talk to students, but also instructors, and also the money people, and find out what's involved there. Get your student loan lined up. Now, the good thing about it is if you're a veteran post 9/11, more than likely if you have not used your benefits, you'll be able to just whiz right through, and the government will pay for that because of your service to our country.
Now, depending on when you got out pre-9/11 and how long it's been since you've been in, whether or not you've used your benefits or not, that will determine how much, if not any, or all, or whatever, of the amount of money you'll have to be able to apply towards your student loan. But if not, then you go through the conventional means there to get a student loan, and everything will be worked out with you, and they'll tell you what you need and all that. So you'll find that out real quick. But becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech is definitely, definitely a positive way to go when it comes to your future, your career, and the amount of money you'll make and the benefits you'll get. All right. The Navy has pronounced the five sailors aboard the helicopter that went down in the Pacific Ocean last Tuesday as now being dead. They've identified them. Unfortunately, two women on board that flight. What a shame. And the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, acknowledged significant failures in his department's special immigrant visa program, the SIV program you've heard a lot about, designed to bring vulnerable Afghan allies to safety in the United States, but instead it screwed everything up. Now, he pledged that officials are still working to help thousands of individuals still trapped in Afghanistan. Well, if they are, we don't know about it, because you can't see any signs of it anywhere. And we've got the planes on the ground and the people. We just got done talking about that, Denise and I, as you well know. Now, the House Armed Services Committee approved a bill this week that would take the decision to prosecute sex crimes away from commanders and hand it to attorneys, a proposal that matches the Defense Department's current reform plan but falls short of the Senate legislation on the issue. By the way, two staff sergeants, one Army, one Marine, have filed a lawsuit against three federal agencies challenging plans to conduct mandatory COVID-19 vaccines of military troops. And the Taliban on Monday seized Panjshir province, so they say, but again, I'll get into that in a minute, a restive mountain region that was the final holdout of resistance forces in the country, cementing the group's total control over Afghanistan a week after U.S. forces departed the country. The only problem with that statement that I just read you about the Taliban is they are not on the high ground in the province, which means they don't have control of anything. Down below, where the one road is where you come in to their province from wherever it is you're coming from, I got it. But they're not in control of anything. The Taliban took control of a checkpoint, is what they did. And so now, oh, we're in charge of the Panjshir province. No, you're not. No, you're not. Mm-mm. And I'll get into that discussion with Colonel Kevin when he calls in here at the top of the hour. Now, eight bases are open and accepting evacuees from Afghanistan. And that's according to the U.S. Northern Command. They told reporters that working towards a capacity of some 50,000 people is what they're looking to bring in. In addition, the first group of Afghan refugees bound for Camp Adderby in southern Indiana arrived in the state. They're there now. And on a day that he was about to begin peace talks with the Trump administration in the fall of 2018, Taliban co-founder and senior leader Abdul Ghani Barada found himself in a luxury villa at the Qatari resort. Now, his uncovered windows overlooked the swimming pool where bikini-clad women laid in the Persian Gulf sun, and as they did in the battlefield, the Taliban once again outlasted the U.S. at the negotiating table. Doesn't say much, does it? And also, the Taliban finalized the plans for a new government, and it's not expected to include any of the former leaders. I'm not surprised to hear that. Neither should you be. the Taliban did announce the final decisions on who's going to run Afghanistan just days after the last U.S. forces withdrew from the country, with the group's most prominent officials expected to helm a government unlikely to include any officials from the previous regime. Now, from military veterans to former Afghan refugees to churches, mosques, businesses, and individuals, Nebraskans have stepped up to help the Afghan evacuees who are coming to Omaha and Lincoln. And they're expected to settle in the Omaha area once they get acclimated to the area. By the way, President Biden made the right decision to withdraw U.S. military forces from Afghanistan and bring an end to America's longest war, but there is no question that a lot went wrong in the execution of that exit, so says former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel. Well, Chuck, I'm glad you're awake. A little bit late, though. And House lawmakers have backed legislation prohibiting dishonorable discharges for troops who refuse the COVID-19 vaccine, as the Navy gave its sailors 90 days to get the shot this week. The Army and Air Force were also poised to enforce their own timetables. We'll see how that works out. And don't forget, STRATCOM. Haven't heard from them in a while, have we? The STRATCOM commander is warning of the Chinese-Russia coordination, a collaboration between the two. And that's being watched very closely because a lot of people think that that is going to happen. By the way, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Tuesday, September the 14th, to testify about the administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. It's his first scheduled public hearing with administration officials since late last month, when the Biden administration was caught off guard by the rapid collapse of the Afghani government and military and the advance of the Taliban into Kabul. We'll have that information here on the program when it becomes available and what the questions are back and forth. Okay, I hear the music. That means we're going to break. That means when we come back, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us, and we'll go from there. Don't forget, this is the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along the overnight radio airways here on your favorite radio station. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX is a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a standard 345 horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, I'll tell you what, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care and free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And don't forget, they honor those who have served your country with the You Serve, You Save program for all active military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue right next to Nissan at MossAcura.com on the website. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the Internet. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Save yourself a bunch of money. All right, joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Well, it's not too bad. We're going to get a little bit of rain in the panhandle. Looks like that no-name storm is going to make a turn and come across Florida, but it's not going to be much of anything, thank goodness.
Hey, you guys have gotten enough rain. So it's that time of year. It's going to start getting beautiful again.
Yeah. Now, the White House said, after they cut the unemployment, which happened on the Labor Day, the White House said that it's totally up to the U.S. states now whether or not they want to decide to extend the lapsed jobless benefits on their own, but they're going to have to pay for it.
Well, yeah. I mean, the states can do what they want with their own money. So, you know, it's going to be up to these states. Again, a lot of them are flush with a ton of cash. But one of the reasons why I don't think that recall is going to happen in California is because Gavin Newsom has been passing out a ton of money in that state. I think that that will end up keeping him in power over there. I'm not a big fan of recalls in the first place, but handing out cash seems to work.
Yeah, you're right, and whatever else they hand out. Now, El Salvador is the world's first, they're doing the world's first adoption of Bitcoin. However, they had a little bit of a snag that happened there. Are you aware of that?
Well, the price of Bitcoin came down quite a bit yesterday. And again, all the people out there that think that this is actually a currency, you're crazy. It's not. Currencies don't move that much. Some of the other cryptocurrencies moved as much as 20% to the downside yesterday. You think about that, if it ever happened to the dollar or the euro or even the yuan or anything like that, it would be absolutely devastating to the global economy. So, no, it's not the currency by any stretch of the imagination. It's a very, very speculative play into nothing. And when there is a limited amount of this nothing, the price goes up as long as people continue to believe in that nothing. But once the belief system is gone, then the nothing will turn into nothing.
Now, New York City, and you would know about this because you're right up there outside the city, apparently has $1 million all set up and ready to go to pay their youth not to commit crimes and to get a high school diploma. And they'll get so much money for not committing crimes, and they'll get so much money down the line for getting a high school diploma.
What's next? Make sure they brush their teeth properly. Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, we have to live in a world where we have to pay people to do the right thing. Again, it goes all the way back to the failure of all the welfare programs that were put into place back in the 1960s. The failure of the family unit here in the United States is extraordinary. It really is what we've done to families, and you know the amount of kids that are growing up with not getting the proper attention that they deserve at a young age, not getting the proper parenting, and this is where it turns into this, and this is what we've got to come to at this point in time. We've got to pay people not to do the right thing. I mean, it's just crazy to me.
By the way, the Texas Governor Greg Abbott yesterday signed a Republican-backed voting. It's decried, of course, by Joe Biden and company because, oh, it's going to curb the vote. No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, no. If you actually take a look at it, I mean, it makes for great headlines to say that it's curbing people's right to vote. I mean, come on. It's not a big deal to ask people for a bloody ID. Make people show who they are before they come and vote. I mean, you're making people in many states, you know, show a vax card before they can get in, for crying out loud. You know, it's you know, that big of a deal to show this?
Yeah. By the way, go to a bank and try to make a deposit or a withdrawal without your ID.
Yeah, well, if you look young, try buying a six-pack of beer or a pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Volkswagen, and I think Volkswagen's in Georgia, aren't they? Their plant?
I think it's Tennessee.
Tennessee. All right. Well, Volkswagen is setting up a venture capital fund in the decarbonation push that they got going on for the new Green Deal.
Well, Matt, quite frankly, I mean, you know, you and I should do the same thing. We should start our own, decarbonization fund and line up at the government trough and propose all sorts of grants from the government and say that, our radio shows are going to decarbonize the planet and they should give us money.
It's a great
government money, right? They're going to start handing out for all this green stuff. You say, hey, I've got this decarbonization thing I'm doing over here. Give me government money. And that's what people do.
Would that qualify us then to be national public radio?
No, you don't even have to be national. You can be anybody. You don't have to be affiliated with the government. You just got to be ready to line up and have that ethical bypass at birth and have no problem to stealing taxpayer money.
Well, that stuff is nuts, but what do I know? Right?
No, you're spot on. Yeah. And the whole system in of itself is nuts. How all these companies line up and get all sorts of dollars and grants from the government when they have no business prospects.
Okay, so the Goldman Sachs folks, the economists, have once again downgraded their forecasts for the economic growth in the United States, writing that the economy faced a harder path than previously thought. Now, the Wall Street firm now expects the economy to expand 5.7% this year. And back in August, of course, Goldman lowered its growth estimate from 6.4% to 6%. That followed a downgrade from 6.6% in July. And then back in February, Goldman had a growth rate at 6.9%. So I guess we're sliding backwards here, huh?
Yeah, they're citing the Delta variant and the effects of the Delta variant moving forward and what other variants are coming down the pike, who knows, at this point in time. Again, I do think it's going to play a part, but we're getting precariously, you know, close to that area where we talk about stagflation. And that's where we're having, you know, negative economic growth and high inflation that's out there. You know, we've got to do better than this. You know, a lot of these European nations have economic growth that is much, much stronger than ours. But Joe Biden's plans are most certainly, and Goldman Sachs won't admit to it, they're a big part of the problem. You're going to hold businesses back. You're going to hold entrepreneurs back with all of these regulations and in particular all of these taxes that you want to start handing out here, there, and everywhere. It's going to make many people think twice about going out and starting a new business. And those are the things that help the economy grow.
Now, when Apple was going to build a car, was it not going to be a smart car with no driver in it? I mean, it was going to be all automatic or something like that?
It was all speculation. Everybody was speculating in regards to what they're going to do. You know, I've gotten word that they have a car that's coming out. I don't think autonomous driving is anywhere near the cards unless every single car out there is on the same system. But you want something interesting. You remember that movie? I don't know if you remember. It was a Clint Eastwood movie from the 1980s, Firefox.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Well, Mercedes-Benz is saying they're coming out with a car that will drive and do things based upon your thought process.
Wow. All right, to be continued. I can't wait for that. Gee, I think I want to fly the plane to the left. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the watchdog on Wall Street. Go over to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more. And I'll be right back with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, going to talk about Afghanistan and more.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.